Members of Wisconsin Right to Life went door to door, meeting with lawmakers from their respective districts.
This one? Right here. Hi, we came from the Wisconsin Right to Life Legislative Conference.
The day-long anti-abortion conference included helping constituents understand the legislative process, but some also needed help negotiating the sometimes confusing layout of the Capitol building itself.
I think we should go down one floor so we don't get lost.
Marianne Lanane told lawmakers she wants the so-called conscience bill to pass this time around. It would protect the jobs of health care workers who refuse to perform abortions and other procedures to which they object. Lanane directs the National Association of Pro-Life Nurses. She was among a group talking to lawmakers of both parties, not only those who support her views.
Some of us have representatives that are Democrats that are pro-life, and we would like to talk to them too. But we also would like to talk to ones that we know that aren't pro-life to let them know that we're here.
Lanane and others are endorsing a number of bills. They want to end state funding for abortion providers like Planned Parenthood. They also want to ban cloning, even when it could help fight disease. And they want any fetus still alive after abortion to be protected. The director of Wisconsin Right to Life hopes their lobbying efforts will pay off. Barb Lyons notes Republicans firmed up their majority in the Assembly and gained 4 seats in the Senate.
So we're very confident that one, if not 2, pieces of pro-life legislation will pass the session, and of course then it will be up to Governor Doyle.
Governor Doyle, of course, has the power to veto legislation. Lawmakers can attempt to override with a 2/3 majority. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.